Hey guys, it's Charlie
and Trevor,
and welcome back to the Unplanned Podcast.
Episode 8?
Is this episode 8?
I don't know, bro. I lost count.
Check.
5. Wait, how many podcasts? Do we even have a podcast anymore? Do people still listen? No.
Are we still? Oh, shit. My screen's going to keep on going black.
It's hard. Yeah, it is episode 8.
How did we do this last time?
You go to settings, I don't know what it is. General, I don't know, it's brightness, isn't it? I don't know.
Oh yeah, auto lock.
There you go, yeah. Wait, auto lock to...
Wait, no, that's not it.
You can't click it for some reason, it's grayed out. Well, that's cool.
Should we restart?
No, I think it's pretty good so far.
Okay. Well, welcome back. It's only been 153 days since our last...
It's actually been really... It is 154 days, actually.
Oh, it just hit 12. Jesus.
Don't say the Lord's name in vain.
As you can hear in the background, we got a nice crackling fire to set the tone for episode 8. I think if it goes off, it's still going to record, so I think it's fine.
I don't know.
All right, so... Yeah, well, I think we owe everyone an apology.
No, we don't. We're entitled to do whatever we want, however we want.
All right, I guess. So the December part is our fault. We'll take blame for that we just didn't record a podcast.
Yeah,
but bad. Yeah, then January, our fault again. February,
that's Charlie's fault.
That's
March was kind of my fault.
No,
April was both our faults.
March,
and then,
no, Corona started, and that's when March.
Well,
and all
the virus.
That's when all that happened. So that's not our fault, but yeah, we're sorry. We probably should have.
We're not gonna talk about April or May, because June 1st today.
Oh, it is June. Happy June, bud. Yep. June, little kiss. Mm-hmm.
By the way, we are not switching sides. We are not gay.
Oh, my God.
So, let me put that out there.
So,
bro kiss.
So, in December, we're going to go over a little recap of what happened.
I don't really want to hear that, but okay.
Okay, so, in December...
Boring. Let's skip to March.
Okay. So, in December, we had a Christmas party. We all got together. Me, Evan, Trevor, some other friends. We all had a nice little Christmas party.
You remember Evan, right? He was the very exciting, very funny person that was on our podcast, episode 7, and I think episode 2?
3. I think. Check.
You want to make a bet on that? I was about to say something I'm not going to say. It was number 3. We're so sorry, it was number 2.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Charlie.
All right, and then in January, me, Trevor, and our two good friends, Carly and Layla, we all went to a breakout. That was pretty fun. We broke out.
What, 5 minutes left?
There was a decent amount of time left. I don't really remember how much time.
We had to defuse a bomb?
Yeah, that was fun. That was a really good one.
We just, I did the code, and everybody's, screaming. I'm like, just do it. Press white and green. And you pressed it and turned the keys.
Yeah, we thought it was actually going to explode.
Probably would have.
Then my birthday was in January.
Yeah, so he's 16 now, ladies. Hit him up. Charlie.rice01072004.
And then I believe you went to a
cabin in February. That was pretty fun. I was with my dad's side of the family. We went to a cabin in the woods. We hung out. It was snowing, surprisingly. And I saw some donkeys for the first time. I got to pet them, got some nice pictures. They were very chill. But none of them wanted to talk to me about Shrek, so I was kind of sad about that.
Donkey. All right,
What happened in March? Or wait, April.
Nope, March is after April. March, April. March is when Corona started, and we got out of...
Coronavirus.
We got out of school.
School's out for summer.
In March. I think it was March 12th.
Was it?
Or March 15th. It was one of those. That's when we got out.
It was a Friday, so I can check.
So we got out then. That was...
It was the 13th, actually.
Really?
Yeah, because it was my friend's birthday.
Well, it started all very fun. Everyone was very excited about no school, but...
Oh, also, disclaimer. My teachers did, in fact, drink inside my school.
Really?
Yes, they kicked everybody out and drank Bud Light and Corona upstairs in the STEM Center to celebrate... my principal getting a doctorate. So from now on, we will call her Dr. Blank.
Don't hit it so hard, because...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll be gentle.
Because it'll show up on the sound waves. I think Ooga, this is a... Ooga. I think this is a good time to add in the advertisement.
Ad time?
Yeah, after 5 minutes.
5 minutes and 20 seconds.
I don't really know if that does anything.
I don't think it does either. All right, well, welcome back from the ad. I hope you enjoyed that. I
hope it wasn't too miserable.
Sorry, guys. This is all the time we have left for today. We will see you guys in the next episode. Psych! Gotcha.
Should we just start making 6 minute podcasts?
6 minute podcasts, like make 100
once,
of them?
Once every 2 years.
Ooh, we could. Every 154 days, we make a 5 minute podcast.
So, we had both did something recently, actually. One of the most stressful.
Shot heroin up our arms? That was pretty stressful. We're not talking about that.
That's for a later episode. Okay. No, we both took exams.
Heroin! Stop telling them about that! God!
We both had AP exams. I took AP Human Geography, and you took
AP World History Modern.
Mine was very annoying. I sort of just winged it. Didn't really study that much. What about you?
I studied a little bit. I don't know how I'm going to do, but, you know.
Yeah.
Who needs college credit? Who needs college credit to get good grades in college and to not have to take these classes? You know what I mean?
It's good. It's still on.
Is it going to record? Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Just making sure. Well, we're going to check it back in because I don't want it to, like, delete all this footage that we're going to be talking about.
Wait, let's record the whole thing.
Go for an hour just talking to each other. Wait, we got to... I know what we're doing wrong here. We're talking to them. We need to talk to each other. Even though we talk to each other every 154 days, probably.
Bunga. Right? With all this corona stuff, we haven't been able to...
hang out.
Post any content.
Yep.
And nothing to do.
We haven't had a lime in our corona.
We haven't really been able to get out of the house at all. Sort of sucks, but...
Oh, don't even be talking, bro.
Yeah, you were stuck in. I hope everyone's doing fine. Everyone's A-okay out there. Staying safe.
Staying safe. Hit the books. God bless.
Especially with... recently, there's been a lot of rallies going on and protest and
for
riots.
For George Floyd.
No, it was for Black Lives Matter in general.
George Floyd was the kickoff.
Yeah, I think that all started it. I don't think he didn't, but the police did.
I was about to say something and I can't.
But, yeah, so I hope everyone stays safe during that. Be safe out there.
I'm going to try something real quick. He probably won't answer, but he said maybe.
You're going to give context who this is?
No. No context. He's probably not going to answer, so I'm not going to give context unless he answers. Yo, what's up, Adam?
What's up, man?
Say hi to the viewers.
Trevor!
Hi, viewers.
Oh, hey, Hardy.
That's right, man.
Hi, this is Hardy and Adam. They are two, maybe Hardy doesn't listen, but Adam listens to our podcast, so you're going to hear this in probably tomorrow.
What are we talking about?
We just got done talking about Corona and what happened, and we just started talking about Black Lives Matter. We do like to keep it Christian here.
You want
to
talk about the bulletproof monk? You want to talk about anti? David.
Oh, David's here. Hi,
oh,
David.
Can I swear a word on your podcast? I'm sorry.
No, we want to keep it Christian here.
No, they can swear.
You wouldn't let me talk about Jews in the Holocaust. You let them swear.
You can swear, just don't say anything offensive.
Yeah, don't say like the N word, Adam.
All right.
Not that you would ever, anyway.
I would never say that word, bro.
Yeah.
Only in certain times during PlayStation parties.
Shut up!
So how are you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Is that a hentai flag in the back?
A hentai flag in the back? I don't think so.
That's Star Wars, Charlie.
I couldn't see it. It's upside down.
That's Hardy's basement. He's a very big Seattle Seahawks fan.
Hardy is not.
No, you are. As I was saying, you are. I was pointing at you, but the
they
people
can't
see that. Yeah, they can't see that.
They can't see anything.
Unless we made it on a vlog style.
Should we start recording? Imagine having a camera here. What would they see? They'd just see us on the ground.
So, how about you all tell us a little about yourselves? Adam, you go first.
I'm white.
Thank you, Adam. Hardy, can you tell us a little about yourself?
Can
Can you repeat the question?
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm a 97-year-old gay zebra. In my free time, I like to feed my meat to the thought of Yoda's anus. That's about it.
All right, David, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself?
I don't think they're having it.
I don't think you're having it. It's all right, you know, David.
Did you repeat that?
Can you tell us a little about yourself? I've asked Adam and Hardy the same question, and then you can use context.
Ding dong, wing wong.
David is Asian, everybody. He's half Vietnamese, half Chinese.
Ding dong, wing wong. Ding dong, wing wong.
All right, thank you. That's all we have time for you today. Hope you guys have a good night, and you hope be seeing you on the podcast soon. That was Adam, Hardy, and David, everybody.
Well, that happened. I don't know any of them, so.
Yeah.
Trevor knows.
You want to add anybody to the podcast?
No.
Oh. You don't know if you want to add Courtney with her ice cubes or Mallory with her ice cubes. I think we talked about that, like the ice cube challenge.
No, we're not talking about
that. We talked about a gay zebra masturbating to Yoda's anus, so. You know, speaking of anuses, Overwatch is a fucking anus hole.
Overwatch is so bad.
Everybody, if you have Overwatch, delete it. Just delete it.
It's no, don't. Fun. Please don't.
Wait, should we tell Kodo about this? Or should we just, like, talk trash about him the entire time?
No, but, yeah, we've been playing Overwatch.
Competitive Overwatch.
What's your comp score?
I'm not going to say it.
Say it.
It's like 2073 or something.
That's gold. I'm high gold about to be pulled out.
Well, for people who don't know Overwatch, there's a competitive mode in it. And you play 10 competitive games in the beginning to get your score. It goes from bronze, silver, gold, platinum, diamond, and top 500.
No, masters, grandmasters, top 500.
Shut up. Anyways, so basically if you're bronze, you're trash. Silver, you're trash. Gold, you're okay. Platinum, you're pretty good. And then everything else above that.
The average is low gold. I found that out the other day. The average is low gold. So really? Technically, so we're a little bit above average. Well, you're average. Shut the hell up. But yeah, we've been playing a lot of Overwatch. I sort of want to look at our stats, like this season. I think I have over 20, I think I have 30 hours now.
Yeah, I have 30 hours for this season, I think. Just this season. Last season, we played, like, I think 2 hours.
So,
we're boycotting Overwatch.
You actually have been watching something for a long time, and I actually just started it.
Hentai?
I mean, on the terms, but...
I'm the side business, but...
But I just started watching it. I think
it's something that related with hentai. If can we guess it? Can we guys guess it at home? I'll give you 5 seconds to guess it. Please say it out loud with me. Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Anime.
Annie. Oh, Annie, the musical? I love that.
It's a hard enough life for us.
So over Christmas break, I started watching My Hero Academia.
We still haven't told him it's anime. You've just been joking around.
Oh, yeah.
Can we please introduce the topic before you go into the topic, stupid? God, you act like we haven't done a podcast 8 episodes in.
Well, it has been 153 days.
So, 154. Do your math.
I watched it. I started watching it before Christmas break because I got those pops for Christmas. But I want to say you and me both, like, started getting into it around late January.
Yeah, we did get into it, all right.
I think around late January. Yes. I think around, like, late January is when we really started watching it. I have a couple. Here, I'll go with my notes.
God, he's going to list the 20 animes he's watched.
I've only watched, like, 5.
All right, well, while he's looking that up, let me take over the mic here. So,
no, keep it on the ground. It's
I'm sorry. So I've watched, let me get my mental brain working.
Just go, watched... I don't want to hear you cough. Go.
Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Super. My Hero Academia. Dr. Stone. One Punch Man. Full Metal Alchemist. And Mob Psycho. Those are all animes I would recommend to someone. But if you're a person listening to this, you're like,
anime's for big fat weebs who don't have a life.
I agree. However, I want you to watch Full Metal Alchemist on Netflix.
Brotherhood.
Make sure it's Brotherhood. Yes, make sure it's Brotherhood. It's on Netflix. So if you have Netflix, check it out. It's a good one to start on. It's a really good show. And it actually taught me a little bit about alchemy and chemistry. Now, Charlie, do you have your notes up now? Do you have your...
Holy crap, shit. No, those are the ones I've watched. So, Trevor, I've watched Cells at Work, The Promised Neverland,
Full Slow Metal... Slow down, they need to hear it. God bless.
Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, Dr. Stone, and My Hero Academia. I actually haven't finished Dr. Stone, the first season. Have you watched Dr. Stone?
Yes, I've... Charlie, I just said I watched Dr. Stone. I finished the series. I'm reading the manga.
Oh, stupid. Okay. So, I just recently watched Cells at Work.
Did you say Promised Neverland?
Yeah.
Did you say...
These are all the ones I've watched, I promise.
That's sack.
Yeah, I liked...
You watched...
Cells at Work. Did you like it?
I thought it was alright. Oh, I forgot to mention, I'm starting Cowboy Bebop. That's pretty good.
I didn't finish it. It got really boring for me.
Which... one anime we both don't recommend is JoJo, Bizarro Adventure.
Oh god, we're gonna get so many mad stands of those.
Sam is at 7%. Who's but, Sam? Is that your Bluetooth dildo? Is that your toothbrush? Your $170 toothbrush? Can we talk about that for a second?
I got a $170 toothbrush for free.
He had a birthday party where he also had a leech stuck to his
foot. Don't bring up too much stuff.
Bro, it's chill. Who's going to listen to this?
Okay, exactly. So...
My thought, exactly.
It doesn't...
I won't talk the rest of the podcast.
The sound waves for the fireplace are showing up.
Alright. Oh, only 17 and 22 minutes in. That's seconds, not minutes. That's stupid.
So, me and Trevor both have cars now.
Smooth transition there, buddy. Talk to me. No, I'm sorry. Direct eye contact or no direct eye contact?
No direct eye
contact. Okay. No premarital eye contact in this household. So, Charlie got a Jeep Wrangler 20...
You're not talking to me.
I'm looking directly at you.
Yeah, but you just said Charlie.
Well, they have to. Oh, I'm just gonna say, you got a Jeep Wrangler. Congratulations! I had to tell them. You got an
Acura. Congratulations!
Don't nice tell them my handshake. Car. Do you mean tell you their license plate number? Jeez. His IP address is 234-974-2219.
I feel bad because someone's actually gonna type that into like stress on them.
It's probably gonna be.
Like, it's gonna be like some old grandma's and her wife is gonna.
Like, my Wi-Fi's down, honey, sweetheart. No, but Charlie got a black Jeep Wrangler. What year is it?
2018?
Why are you saying a question to me? I'm asking you.
Because I don't know.
Stupid person.
I think it's an 18. I'm pretty sure it's an 18.
Soft top, right?
Yeah, two doors. But soft top and hard top can be changed.
Well, not really. Anyways, I've only driven with him once in it. And let's just say you all need to watch out on the road. My little forte.
I did fine.
Yeah, you did fine going 30 on a 15 curve.
When?
I'm not gonna... You told me not to go too into detail, so we're gonna keep that one to ourselves. I, on the other hand, had the superior car. A 2004 black Acura TL.
Your mom's probably hearing all of this. You're screaming.
I hope she is. Yeah, it's got, black paint on it. It's got some. I got some fuzzy dice for it on the windshield.
It's a beautiful car.
It's beautiful.
It is.
Can
we name it?
Right now.
Mine's Veronica. Yeah, let's come up with a name. All
right. Right now. All right. Requeese.
What are the odds you name your car? Oh my god! Wait, hold up.
What are the odds that you go on Amazon right now and buy a dildo?
Very low. Hold up.
Very low. Oh, okay. I'll take that. Come on. Let's go.
Very high. Sorry.
No, you said
low. All right. What are the odds you name your car DaSong off the character of Parasite?
DaSong.
DaSong. DaSong. DaSong.
Okay. I'll do 10.
All right.
Three, two, one, two.
Four. Oh,
Can I see the laptop there for a second, buddy?
No. All right, mine's already Veronica, so you can go something for it, but it's already Veronica.
I wanna choose a name.
No.
What's the name of the guy who directed
Shrek?
No. Michael Myers played Shrek. No, look at the guy who directed what is it?
Parasite?
Parasite, yeah. Which we are going to see pretty soon, hopefully. Unless Charlie decides to not like Koreans.
No, we're going to watch it after this.
What's his name?
Bong Joon-ho. Bong Joon-ho.
Can you ask me what are the odds? I'm going to name my car Bong Joon-ho.
Your car Bong Joon-ho.
I'll do 5.
Bong Joon-ho. It's, look, read it. Bong Joon-ho.
Yeah,
Bong Joon-ho. Am I pronouncing that right?
You might want to put that in Google Translate.
I'm pretty sure that's it. All right, what are the odds?
I said 5.
3, 2, 1, 2, 3. Fuck, Trevor.
I'm going to do 2 every time, Charlie. You should know this by now.
All right. What are the odds you name your car Bong Joon-ho again? Bong
Look up another person. I'm not going to say it again. Right. This is being really racist, but...
How is this being racist?
It's a black car owned by a white person being named after a South Korean man.
All right.
Look up just Korean... Chung Cha.
Chung Cha.
Chung Cha?
It's supposedly a usual Korean name. It's a righteous girl.
It's not a girl. It's a boy.
No, it's a girl.
My car's a girl.
Chung Cha, what are the odds you name your car?
My car is a girl. Are you genderfying my car?
No, the name Chung Cha is a righteous girl.
Chung Cha?
Actually, that might be what it means.
Can you? It probably does. Can you look up random Japanese name translator?
That's Chung Cha is one of them.
I can't do Chung Cha.
What are the odds you name your car Chung Cha?
5.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, 2. Chung Cha
it is. Chung Cha it is, baby.
Chung Cha. Let me put this
in my
notes.
I meant to say 1 and I said 2 because I just used to say 2.
What are the odds? Hold up.
What, am I renaming my car now? Just name it Chung Cha.
No, it's Chung Cha.
Chung Cha? Chung Cha or Chung Cha? You said like 4.
Chung Cha. CHUNG/CHA. Chung Cha.
Chung Cha.
Chung Cha.
Chung Cha.
Chung.
Chung Cha. What is this person? Righteous
it's a righteous
woman.
Girl.
Righteous girl. Chung Cha. Let me write this down so I don't forget.
It's in my notes. Don't worry. I'm not forgetting Chung Cha.
Okay, you got it now?
Yeah, Chung Cha. I like that. That's actually a beautiful Korean name. Especially if it means righteous girl. That's a beautiful name.
I mean, my car is... I just texted it to you.
That was so loud.
The waveforms are still going on.
All right. Will you get my Switch out of my backpack?
No, you're not playing Switch during the podcast.
We've been playing Animal Crossing a lot.
Yes.
Oh,
nice. Oh, smooth transition there, buddy. Yeah.
Oh. So, yeah, we've been playing Animal Crossing. We've been playing a lot of Animal Crossing.
Actually, I'm going to check how long I've been playing it. I want to check how long you've been playing.
Yeah, can you check on there?
I can.
It's really addicting. We got into turnip cells about 4 weeks ago, and it's sort of like, that's all we do.
You've played for 80 hours.
Holy nuts.
I've played for 95.
And you've had yours a month longer than mine.
I mean, you also did time skip just a tad.
That doesn't add on hours, though.
I promise you it does.
There's no way.
You had 50 last week, I promise you.
There's no way it adds on hours.
Alright, whatever.
And I only time skipped so I could get Cherry. I needed someone to leave my island because someone was offering me Cherry.
Can you explain who Cherry is and what
Cherry
the objective of Animal Crossing is? People don't... Do you think everybody knows what Animal Crossing is?
I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, you more than likely know what Animal Crossing is. But pretty much you just build your own village and you can get villagers and stuff. And I wanted Cherry, my favorite. It's this emo little... What are you doing?
Vacuum guys
are
out here.
Oh my gosh, it's this emo little dog, and I love her. And so I actually just got her about 2 hours ago. I paid $1 million.
Definitely
for
not 2 hours ago. Like,
really? It was about 2 hours
ago. It was 3, because remember, it was still light outside.
I guess. But, yeah, you're probably
right.
Because
remember, we stopped playing at 10.
Yeah, you're probably before you're that, right, we're playing right. Like, it's probably 4, actually, because it's 12:30.
Good point.
Dang, we've been recording for 25 minutes?
Bro, we still got another 35.
Yeah, probably.
Or I could just do a short one and do another one. We could probably wake up really early and do another one while we're half asleep. So I haven't brought this up with Charlie yet, but I just thought of this. I was thinking maybe every other Thursday or every other Sunday we record a podcast.
We do need a solid schedule.
Because remember, we can do the Anchor app and we can record together.
Yeah, but we'll probably just hang out then.
Or that, whatever. Or we can hang out during the week, because, you know, it is summer. Speaking of summer, I might be getting hired to work at insert company name here, because I don't want to get sued by this company in case I do something stupid like spit in someone's food or ejaculate on top of a chicken.
We said too much. McDonald's is going to find
Charlie! No, it's not McDonald's. Guys. McDonald's, please don't sue us for using your name inside a non-profit video.
Yeah, it's non-profit. So, I know
it's non-profit because nobody listens to this. I'm so sorry.
I'm
real close now.
Get away.
You guys like that?
I've been watching a lot of true crime, and I actually... All right,
next topic.
No, I called you about cults because I was freaking out. Do you know about,
you told me about the Heaven's one Gate. That... Yes, you told me about the ones that chop off their dicks, and then you told me the ones that killed themselves in the Nike outfits.
Castrated in,
whatever.
Heaven's Gate's the one that killed themselves in the outfits. Listen to this. So what they do is... They were part of this group, and
you
I
told can't me. Remember. You told me while we're playing.
Oh Mike's yeah, but Dungeons. It'd be great conversation for the podcast.
Okay, well I'm gonna zone you out while you explain it to them, if you don't mind.
Okay, we'll just skip over it then.
No.
Tell us about your vacuum incident.
Oh, the vacuum incident. You're sitting on the vacuum carpet, by the way. So nice. Is there a little camera hidden somewhere? No. So, how long ago was that?
I've already heard this. Skip. So, do you know the Hola Nino guy? Oh, you've already heard it? Skip. I went on a New York trip recently.
Hey, Yoda, what's your favorite pizza?
See, that's what I'm talking about. You gotta have conversation.
I'm asking you what your favorite pizza is, Charlie.
No, you're...
Alright, fine. So, New York. That's why I bought pizza, because New York style pizza.
Cults. We're gonna go back to this and
we're not gonna listen. Okay, well, I'm not gonna listen. I've already heard it, but...
Well, that's the whole point. You gotta have conversation for a podcast, Trevor.
I will. God bless. All right. America.
We'll skip the Parasite.
We haven't even watched it yet.
Well, that's why we're gonna go watch it right now.
It's only been 27 minutes. We got at least to get to 30.
Alright, then we'll end this, watch Parasite, then come back and record the rest 3 minutes.
No.
Yeah, let's do it.
No,
let's do it.
What are the odds
we go watch Parasite right now and finish the podcast later? 1, 2, 3, 7.
Shit. I always win. Except when I don't. Is that an illegal drug in your hand, sir?
You got anything to add?
Talk about your New York trip. I talked about my cabin trip.
Just went to New York. There was, Times Square, there was a lot of pictures of Sonic. I sent you the picture.
I know, you sent me
that
the
was
pictures
horrifying.
Of
there was Sonic everywhere.
I think he's alright.
I never saw it. I refused to. Right when I saw Jim Carrey was playing, what's his name?
Dr. Robotnik.
That was scary when I saw the trailer. I was like, what is another that? One. Really?
Yep. Also, Knuckles the Enchilada was in it.
It did that good? They're making another one?
It didn't do that good. They already planned on making another one. Tails. Tails is going to be like a real fox.
Tails?
Yes, Tails is going to be in it. That's
I don't know, Sonic.
Two-tailed yellow fox. And Sonic the Blue Hedgehog. Going all around, you'd be Dr. Robotnik, a bald mustache man who builds robots and tries to take the Chaos Emeralds from... No, wait, that's another game. Crap. I don't know. There's rings.
Have you watched any good movies over this break?
Actually, I have. Speaking of which...
We actually haven't talked about this, so this is good.
Good thinking, Charlie. So, there's this app called Letterboxd. They're not sponsored by us. Or we aren't sponsored by them. And...
Oh, I just peed my pants. That's what I had to say.
Okay, so... sorry, I'm just trying to get my thoughts together. So, it's a app where you can list all the movies you've watched and make reviews on them. So, me and Charlie both made an account and basically just reviewed all the movies that we've liked recently. And to come to think of it, I've watched... Bloodshot. I gave that a 3-star rating. That was pretty good. That starred Vin Diesel. Here's my review on it. Good, but not great. There's very cool moments, but Vin kind of ruins both of them with his stupid face. I'd watch it again. 3 stars.
Stupid face?
The next movie I hadn't seen in a long time, but I just remembered I watched it, was Dark Phoenix. It's an X-Men movie. I said, to be honest...
What just came out of me? Oh
Why did it sound like that?
I said, to be honest, I don't remember watching this movie. It was that bad. 1.5 star. Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Immaculation. Can you read that for me?
Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn.
That's the actual title. I gave that a... Drumroll, please. 2 star. And I said, girl power. Next, Bad Boys for Life. I gave that 2.5 star. I was about to give it a 3. You know what? I'm not going to give it a 3. Good cop, bad cop, good idea, not so good movie. What movie have I seen recently, though, other than Bloodshot? That was pretty alright. Bug's Life. I gave the lowest rating I think of giving a movie is either Frozen or... I gave one movie literally 0.5 star. I don't remember which one I did. Oh, wait, no, Sonic. I forgot. I gave Sonic a 2.5 star. actually, one good movie I did see recently, and I will recommend it to people, is Bohemian Rhapsody.
Talk to me. I don't even know this.
Oh, so Bohemian Rhapsody, I recommend, Charlie. You like Queen, right?
Yeah.
All right, well.
Is it actually about him, though?
Yeah. It's like his whole life story. It goes up to the AIDS in Africa concert, and then like kind of cuts off.
You got AIDS in Africa?
There was a concert for AIDS there in Africa or something like that, and it was... No. Actually, yes, he did.
Yeah.
It was something in Africa. I don't remember exactly. He died of AIDS. Anyways, it was pretty cool. I like the guy... the guy who played him did a really good job. The guys who played everybody else, I don't remember the rest of the band members, they did pretty good. We gotta talk
Freddie about Mercury.
We gotta talk about Rock Dog.
That's old. We already talked about that. We literally had that as a picture.
One movie I won't recommend is Dragon Ball Evolution.
It's just a live action Dragon Ball
that literally sucks booty cheeks. Also, there is a bunch of live action. Not a bunch, it's a couple. Megamind. That's a good movie. I gave that 5 stars. I said I watch this movie 3 months every night, and that is true fact. Same with the B movie. I gave that 5 star and said almost the exact same thing. Also, here's my review of Rock Dog. 5 stars. I had free tickets, and this is the only good movie not sold out.
Two Mets playing The Walking
Dead. My friend passed out during it. Good plot. Basically it.
Is that when I passed out?
Yeah. I forgot I did this. Big Hero 6, the TV series, is better. Bohemian Rhapsody, I gave it 4 star. I said, don't know what I like more, the music or the music.
That's great.
Onward. All right, here's the longer one. The movie was enjoyable. Some funny jokes that did land. I didn't, however, like the final scene. I feel like that was too rushed. Probably won't watch it again, but I enjoyed watching it when I did. And I gave it 2.5 star.
I think they've heard enough.
I don't think they've heard enough.
I think they have.
I can keep going. I didn't talk about Sonic. Oh, wait, that's a spoiler. That is a huge spoiler, and I cannot say that.
All right. Are you going to ask me?
Ask you what?
What movies I've seen.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Do you want to open up your letterbox?
No.
Oh,
I'm good. I really just want to talk about one. I watched Call Me By Your Name, which is a gay movie.
I'm not gay.
It actually is about a gay romance. It was really good. My friend Courtney recommended it to me. It was really good. I enjoyed it. Pull in my letterbox. See what movies I've watched.
Sorry, I'm looking up one. It's a documentary I was just watching. Dang, it's not on here? Really?
Actually, no.
Actually add a film? Yo, it's a documentary.
All right, look up my letterbox. See what I've watched.
Okay, also, I did watch Back to the Future. I'm watching all the 3 of them recently. And that's like my favorite movie series besides John Wick. So they both are my favorites because they both come in 3s. Let's see here. Letterbox. All right. Sorry, what's your name again on Letterbox?
I don't remember. I think it's just...
Members. Charlie.
Go to your following.
That's what I was looking for.
Push your account.
All
right.
Sorry.
I'll just do it on here.
So I watched 2 documentaries the other day. I watched one called I Know That Voice.
I liked it because it was just a documentary about all the voices of cartoon characters and anime characters and all this stuff, and just what it takes to be a voice actor. And then another one I started watching was Back in Time. It was a documentary about the effects Back to the Future had on pop culture. It's the only one you made a review on, really?
No, I made a review on all of them.
Damn, did you actually write a review?
Yeah.
The fuck? You see my reviews?
Look, I made that one long.
Jesus.
Yeah, so I've watched... I'm not going to read you my reviews. I watched Lady Bird. Give that a 3 stars. It was pretty good. I watched Midsommar, and that movie is weird, but it's surprisingly good. It surprisingly kept my attention the entire time, surprisingly. Insidious, that one movie will never get old. I watched it last night for the 50th time. Favorite movie ever, Beetlejuice. I've seen that maybe 5 times since the Corona started. Cat in the Hat's up there. I watched The Platform on Netflix. Everyone hated it. I surprisingly really liked it. Oh, I went to a cabin too. I forgot about that. And then I rewatched the Joker movie. I mean,
I'm the Joker, baby.
I mean, he's never going to do it. Joaquin Phoenix is just, he's so good.
I really want Birdman now.
All right. Well, I think that's about all the time we have.
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess we're about to go watch Parasite.
Make out and have some nice gay sex.
Yeah, I guess we'll tell you how Parasite went in the next book then.
Yeah, next 143 days.
Yep. All right. Well, we're going to make out and on that. Yep. Watch Parasite.
I will say this, we are not actually making out, and we will actually watch Parasite. Please do not tell us that we are gay, we are not gay. Those noises we were making with our mouth, please, please, for the love of God, we are not gay. We are not turning to that dark side. Bye, everybody. Shut up. Stop. Oh!